Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 27 February 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And those are the four pieces of information that we like from all of our check-ins here. Now, of course, if you're not already an SDF member, you don't have an SDF username, but I think you get the idea. This net meets every Monday at 0 UTC on the Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to express our appreciation to Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. Oh, wait, did I miss something here? Oh, yeah, let me back up. This is a directed net, so that means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week's question, well, some time back, someone suggested the question, how do you socialize with other folks? I think the idea was it's not just, mailing lists and repeaters and, you know, the ham kind of stuff, but do you hang out at your local pub? Do you go to club meetings, you know, non-ham radio club meetings? You know, what other ways do you socialize with other people outside of ham radio? Maybe you don't. Maybe ham radio is all you got. Anyway, that's kind of the topic we're exploring today. And now it's time to explain how we do check-ins here. And I see at least one call sign, or I did. No, yeah, there he is. Okay. That I don't recognize, so I'll go into a little bit more detail to explain how we do this for his benefit. So I'm using the Windows Echolink app, which gives me a dashboard so I can see all the stations that have connected to the conference. Sometimes we have a conference connected to the conference, and then I'm blind because I cannot see into the other conference who's there. So, but I do not see the ham conference or any other conference linked to us today. So I will run down the list of stations that I already see here. N4RNW, W3MJO, KC3LYZ, KD9NDJ, VK6VQQ, KC2, is that NFJ, November, Foxtrot, Juliet, I think, and AD0QM. So that KC2 station, that's the only one that I don't recognize. So the way we do this is, if you did not hear your call sign, then you come forward now with your call sign, and I add you to my list. But if you heard your call sign now, you're already on my list. I knew I should have reset the timer. Anyway, I will pause to see if there are any stations that I missed. So if you are listening and you did not hear your call sign when I ran down the list, please call now so I can add you. Okay, nothing heard, so I guess we'll get started. How about VK6VQQ, Reg?
AB9FJ in the group, VK6PQQ, and a good morning from Western Australia. Now, I didn't quite get what was going on there, but my grandson, he's just getting going here. So Mama and the babe are doing their thing, and I missed a few things. But anyway, we're back, and hopefully everything's dandy. Got a good crowd in here this morning, so all is good. Wayne, always a pleasure, sir. AB9FJ, VK6PQQ Australia.
Okay, well, to recap, I'm sure in the past we have had nets where the topic was repeaters or clubs, you know, ham clubs and meetings and club activities. And I'm trying to think of other forms of socialization, like field day, where you might have a, you know, a gathering of members of your club, who are not participating in the field day. Anyhow, I think the person who suggested this topic was looking for other forms of socializing that hams might engage in. And I gave a couple of examples, you know, hanging out in a pub maybe, or other club meetings, or maybe Facebook, anything like that. So how do you, you know, socialize with other people?
AB9FJ in the group, AK6BQQ. Well, socializing is always a good thing. We try to do that when we can, particularly when we're out with the crew. But, well, as I say, we don't get to socialize a whole lot, as I'm just not one that socializes that much. But anyway, we'll see how the folks respond to that. AB9FJ, VK60QQ.
Okay, well, thank you, Reg. And, you know, you've been here for a long time, so you know the way we do this. If you can't think of something the first time you're called, we always go around again and call for recheck, so you always have an opportunity to come back with, oh, yeah, now I thought of something. So now moving along to N for RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and Reg and all the others. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida, USA, planet Earth. And gosh, I think we skipped winter again this year. Usually it gets down into the 40s sometimes between January and March. But it was in the 80s today. It was warm. Socializing, really, Echolink is my only outlet, and I know there are local ham clubs here in the county, and also when I go to aviation shows, I see that they have booths set up. But no, I pretty much restrict it to you folks. I could spend all day on different nodes on Echolink, but 9229 is really the only one I listen to and talk on. All right, other than that, everything good. And Wayne, back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Okay, well, it's looking pretty kind of grim here. We're all kind of living in a bubble, I think. Maybe not. We have plenty of other stations ready to check in. How about W3MJO?
AB9FJ, W3MJO. Name here is Josh. SDF username is JSHMLR. I'm located in Austin, Texas. I think this was my question that I brought to the group, and I'll tell you why. I recently moved from central Pennsylvania to central Texas, and a lot of the folks that I would socialize with, you know, the pandemic hit, and I haven't had a chance to meet a lot of people, and I got back into playing radio and all that stuff. So looking for, you know, how technical people or how folks might socialize. I'm on comm once in a while on the SDF. I drop into B-Board. I'm on IRC and Discord and that kind of stuff. Local ham group, I just started to go to their breakfast on Saturday. Let me let that breathe. And I also found my local 2600 club, which I think meets this Friday. It's the first Friday of the month. And look, there's a couple of other InfoSec groups, and of course the old fallback to Linux user groups, which I haven't looked to see if there's a active one here in Central Texas. I imagine that there is. Just need to find it. So I was really curious. I you know, hanging out, I try to get on different nets and things like that, and chat with different folks. So just curious to see what other folks do, and appreciate you picking up the topic. Back to Net Control. This is W3MJO.
Okay, thank you, Josh, and thank you for suggesting that topic. And a note to everyone else, you know, if you think of a good topic, email me, jwh@sdf.org, or you can even send it to my call sign at arrl.net. I'll get it your way. Let's see, next on my list is KC3LYZ.
I'm active in the local ham club, and we have a really good net controller that runs a Saturday net. And outside of that, I'm active in a choir. We sing at nursing homes and do that. We get together for different things, you know, lunch or dinner sometimes. So, I haven't socialized as much as I used to back in the day when I was with a bunch of coworkers in Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm actually heading back there for a choir concert from my old college. So I'll be looking forward to seeing some of the people there. The director's really good. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Let's see, next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, AB9FJ. This is Ken and Rand Tool, KD9NDJ. My handle on FDF is KDB. Socializing, well, I do about 4 or 5 nets a week. This is one of the 2 EchoLink nets, and the other couple or 3 is D-Star nets. I will occasionally chat with somebody on DMR if I'm listening and I hear somebody that sounds interesting. And I will also occasionally do that on the HF modes. I'm sort of a 40 meters guy, given my antennas and setup and so forth, my laziness about tuning all that. Also, I communicate via text message with a very old group of friends that we've been together since college, that is to say, Boston Conservatory of Music. Since the 70s, and we have linked up on Messenger, not Facebook Messenger. This is a phone hookup, phone message. Thanks to Wayne, I've gotten involved in a similar sort of thing, which is a video chat called Geek Lunch. Thank you very much, Wayne. That's a lot of fun. And, of course, collaborating with other artists, I am involved in socializing with them to a limited extent. Usually it involves some cursory discussion of politics and what is it we're actually doing with the work, what is the work about, etc. Most recently, I did a dance score for a woman in Michigan, Alma, Michigan, which goes up on the 10th of March. I provided the score for the choreography. That is to say, I did the music, she did the choreography. So anyway, that's what my life is like, social and otherwise. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken, and it's probably time for me to say that I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, and this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Next on my list here is KC2NFJ.
Hey, good evening. Good evening to everyone on the net. Mike here, KC2NFJ. Good topic. For socialization, I catch up with old friends from school. We have family get-togethers. We have some friends in the community that have common interests. And if you enjoy COM on SDF, I'll mention a very special site called telehack.com. It's telehack.com. And there's some really smart and interesting people over there. And we have some nice conversations around technology, software, economics, and sometimes even ham radio. So that's a lot of fun for socializing online. Send it back to net control, KC2NFJ.
Ah, okay, yeah. You know, it might have been you who told me about Telehack. So, and I did visit there, and I created an account there or a user. It's been a while since I've been back there, though. So thanks for reminding me to go and take another look at that. I don't think you have checked in with us before. We do this every week, same time, same EchoLink node. So welcome to come back anytime. Next on my list is AB0QM.
Good evening. This is 80 FM, Jeff. On SDF, my call sign is JECXJO. Sadly, since the pandemic, well, just prior to the pandemic, we moved from Iowa to Minnesota. Didn't really know anybody, and then the pandemic happened, and we have still not really socialized with anybody. I do hit up one net that's on a local repeater up here on midnight on Saturdays, and for the most part, that's about the only net that I usually hit up. I just recently got into DMR, so I've been hitting up a lot of those nets just in the last about 2 or 3 weeks. But yeah, other than that, I work from home, and so I really don't see a whole lot of people, and I don't know. I got to figure out how to do that again. So this is 80Q. I'm back to you, Metro.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. You know, even before the COVID thing, there was a trend in American society that had been noticed and written about where, you know, back when I was a kid, people were involved in a lot of different social activities. They belonged to lodges like Moose and Elk and so forth, or maybe they were in a bowling league or a softball league, or they got together to play poker every week, or, you know, there were just all kinds of gatherings that were just ubiquitous. Everybody did them. They were all over the place. And over the years, over the last, like my lifetime, 50, 60, 70 years, a lot of that has dried up. And instead, we've got things like Facebook and, you know, ham radio has kind of taken over. And it's a little bit of a sad thing. And in fact, it is thought that this sort of desocialization may be a contributor to the polarization that we've got, and everybody living in their bubble, and they're only talking with other people who think the same way, and so on. Anyhow, just saying that this is a trend that's been going on for a long time. So, I think I have run down everyone who was on my list, but I'm going to take one pause here to see if there's anyone over there in DMR All-Star Land who might be trying to come through the NB0X gateway. So any of those stations out there, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So now it's time for recheck. So if you've had a chance to think about the topic and have thought of something to add to what you said before, please call now.
89XJ, VK6PQQ, over.
Go ahead, Reg.
Oh, very good. Yeah, socializing, you know, our Friday night TechNet, along with our Flying Pignet, you know, we do socialize, that's for sure. I get a lot of connections here, there, and all over the place, and lots of interesting people. And, yeah, I guess we are in an area of socializing, so we do the old ICQ and get together and find out what's happening in the world. So I guess it is a fair bit of socializing. We try to do what we can when we can. So maybe we better start thinking about more socializing. Might be a good thing. AB9FJ, VK60QQ Australia.
Okay, well, thank you, Reg. Anyone else?
KC3LYZ, recheck.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I found Telehack a few years ago. I found it to be pretty good. I've been trying to solve one particular challenge in there. We're sort of simulating hacking on old-time systems from the 80s, so it's pretty neat. I've been stuck on that one thing.
Okay, thanks. Another vote for Telehack. Anyone else?
W3MJO, the recheck.
Go ahead, Josh.
I just signed into Telehack. This is very cool. That seems to be the highlight of the night. So whomever it was that brought this up, thank you. I'm going to play around with this a little bit. Where do you go? Where are the conversations and stuff? I see Usenet here. Where do folks go to chat?
I think it was Mike who brought that up. KC2NFJ. Do you want to reply? Well, perhaps he has stepped away from his computer. I guess we can call for him a little bit later there. So do we have any other rechecks or additional comments?
KC3LYZ, I think to go into the chat, you type relay.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, recheck.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I tried to key up, but on the Echolink app, it's a little funky. Anyway, yeah, that's exactly it. You would use Relay. Now, the thing is that if you have a new account, you kind of have to earn your way to Relay, which is a lot of fun. There are all these little challenges that you can get to increase your user level. You'll see when you first join up, your level will be 1 or 2 or 3. But I think perhaps you go through that and get a couple of badges, and then you'll be allowed into the chat. But it's really a lot of fun and worth checking out.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Do we have any other questions about Telehack while we have Mike here? Okay, well, how about any other rechecks or additional comments before we wrap up the net? Okay, well, nothing heard, so that usually means it's about time to put a ribbon on it. Let's see. As always, we're looking for additional net control volunteers, so if you think you would like to give it a try, drop me an email, and we'll set you up with a window to try your hand at it, see how you like it. And even though this is the end of the organized part of the net, I think we have this a whole hour from 0 to 100 UTC. So if you want to continue the chat after I close the net, that's, entirely proper. So let's see, where am I here? Well, let me make one more call. If you have any comments before I close the net, last call. Please come now. Okay, this concludes the SDF Amateur Radio Club net for this week at, let's call it 0028 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, as I said, you can stay here in Echolink, or you can join us in COM, probably in the Anon radio room, although, you can always open up a new room anytime you want in COM. Supposedly, there's still DMR Talk Group 31650. I've heard mixed reports about whether it is functioning anymore, but you can always give it a try if you're really into DMR. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.